This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Former President Barack Obama was in town yesterday to host a day-long forum at McCormick Place on democracy in a polarized society. Obama took the stage in front of a packed house to speak on the theme of pluralism. And while the former president joked that many people likely aren't familiar with the term, he likened it to working on a project with a Swiftie, even though you're a Beyoncé fan.
It means that in a democracy, we all have to find a way to live alongside individuals and groups who are different than us.
Obama ended the speech by urging collaboration between Americans for the collective good of the country. The city of Oak Park is holding a candlelight vigil this evening to honor slain detective Alan Reddins. Reddins was shot and killed last week at the age of 40. It was the first line of duty death of an Oak Park officer since 1938. Gerald Thomas of Chicago has been charged with his murder. Authorities say Reddins responded to a call of a person with a gun, and when he tried to stop Thomas, Thomas opened fire, killing him. Reddins had been with the Oak Park Police since 2019. His visitation and funeral are scheduled for next week. The Oak Park Fraternal Order of Police are collecting donations for Reddins' family, including his son, who is going to college out of state. Tonight's vigil is scheduled to start at 5:30 in the courtyard at Village Hall. Cold weather has arrived, and the Illinois Department of Public Health is telling people to get vaccinated for respiratory illnesses. This includes the flu, COVID-19, RSV, and whooping cough. IDPH Director Dr. Samir Vohra says whooping cough cases have been on the rise in Illinois and across the country. And he says infections are only going to increase as the holiday season gets underway.
We're not in the midst of a global pandemic, and the importance of seeing and being around family and friends during these really incredible moments in the year. But our hope from a public health perspective is for people to be as careful as possible.
The FDA and CDC approved new COVID and flu vaccines, which are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. The Chicago Blackhawks have fired head coach Luke Richardson less than 3 years into his tenure. The move comes with the Hawks in the middle of a four-game losing streak and holding the worst record in the league. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says Richardson was not able to produce any consistency from the team.
You've seen some positives on some games, but a lot of negatives. The defense would falter. The goaltending was good, but the problem was the offense struggled continuously. Connor Bedard only has 5 goals right now, so there's a lot of problems right now.
Anders Sorensen will step in as the interim head coach on Saturday against the Winnipeg Jets. He had been serving as coach of the Hawks minor league team, the Rockford Ice Hogs. Some more things you should know today. The Illinois Supreme Court has ruled the smell of raw cannabis is enough for police to search a vehicle without a warrant. The Chicago Tribune reports the decision comes in the case of Vincent Molina, who was a passenger in a car that was stopped by a state trooper for speeding. The officer searched the car after saying he smelled raw cannabis through the open window, then found cannabis that was not in the correct container, which violated state law. The ruling contradicts an earlier ruling from the court that the smell of burnt cannabis in a vehicle is not grounds for an officer to conduct a search. A state task force says Illinois warehouses should require a tornado storm shelter. The recommendations come after a tornado ripped through an Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville in 2021, killing 6 people. One state lawmaker on the task force and the Illinois Retail Merchants Association opposed the measure, saying it could be, quote, onerous for businesses. The group will write a final report on its recommendations by the end of the month and submit them to the General Assembly for consideration. Today's weather, it will be sunny with the high reaching the low 30s, and tomorrow we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for the high to reach the mid 40s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.